My name is Alex Hernandez. I'm a 21-year-old entrepreneur. Each week, I bring a brand new episode inspiring dreams, growth, and learning. You are now listening to a brand new episode of The H Project. Turn up the volume. It's time to grind. What's up, family? Welcome to another episode of The H Project. Happy New Year, and I hope you guys had an amazing time with your families and friends over Christmas and New Year's Eve. I hope you guys had a really safe and fun holiday, really. But 2016 is here, and this podcast episode will help you reach your goals for the new year. So I want you to grab a pen and a piece of paper and write notes as you listen. If you're driving, you can do this later. Do not write notes while you're driving, please. But do me a favor, share this episode with your friends and your family. You know, successful people build each other up. And that's my purpose here at the podcast. It's a new year. It's a new you. And I want you to start it off right. Every year, I see an influx of new people and new faces in the gym. We all see it, and as a few months go by, the numbers slowly dwindle from hundreds of new gym goers to tens of resolutioners. First, I want to applaud all of those who do set fitness goals for the new year, and I really hope all of you continue to stick to your goals. But my advice to you is to master the mundane. Do the easy stuff every single day and never miss it. The problem with the easy stuff is that it's usually the easiest to not to do. But if you master the mundane, you're going to master your life and your goals. I came up with a new goal setting technique for all of you. So I sat down with my girlfriend and we did this exercise together. I recommend all of you to find an accountability partner and do this exercise together. It helps you stay on track and it's an awesome relationship building exercise as well. So what you're going to do is you're going to take out a piece of paper, or if you're doing this on your computer, open up a blank Word document. I would prefer writing them out than typing because it's going to help you stick with it. The act of writing and seeing your goals in your handwriting is so powerful. So we're going to make a few different categories, starting with your health. We're going to write down all the goals that is associated with your health. And I want you to be as specific as possible with your goals. So if you want to lose 20 pounds, I want you to write it like this. I want to lose 20 pounds and adopt a healthy and maintainable lifestyle that is conducive to my health, family, and career. Then after writing the goal, I want you to write out how you think it's going to feel to accomplish that goal. This is important because I want you to really understand how it will physically feel to accomplish losing 20 pounds. Your mind can't tell the difference of the act of the goal, whether it's in your mind or if it's in reality. That's why you always hear from time to time professional athletes visualize the outcome of the game. But not just the outcome, they visualize the act of the game. They imagine the kick, or they imagine the throw that they would make in that game. And we're going to take this one step further. If you have an iPhone, I want you to open up your microphone app. We all have it. And I want you to record yourself reading the goals off. Read off how it's going to feel in the act of pursuing the goal. This is so powerful. I want you to make this a daily discipline and listen to the recording every morning on your way to school or on your way to work. By writing your goals and then listening to your goals, you will reach them. Do this process with your health, your health goals, your relationship and family goals, and all of your career goals. I want to share some of my goals. So I did this exercise, and I want to show you how I applied this in my life. So one of my goals, my career goal, is to write a book this year. I've been working on it over the last year, and this is going to be the year where I finish it and I launch it. I want to give a book away for every book that is sold. And I really want to spread the love and power of knowledge. It's going to feel good to hold it like to hold the finished copy in my hands and to send each book out to those who buy them, and then send each book out to those in need. The overwhelming feeling of gratitude I would have, and that I can share what I've learned with the world. So that's one of my many goals that I've set for 2016, and I'm going to listen to this every morning, and I'm going to execute. And do not forget, but this is only the beginning of your journey, and executing is the other half. We all need to start somewhere, and we are going to walk into the new year with one foot in front of each other. I hope 2016 comes to you in abundance. It's your job to put the work in and master your life. I believe in all of you, and we're all in this together, and it's going to be a good year. You guys are amazing. My name is Alex Hernandez, and I'm out.